So, celebrating the band's 25 years, you guys are re-releasing Enemy of the Sun, and you're releasing the live album, Live with Rothburn. Can you tell us more about this releases?
Enemy of the Sun is, you know, part of an important part of our back catalog, and it was time for it to get just kind of, I don't know, repackaged, revisited, you know, put out there. We'd released it before on Neurot in the States, but we hadn't really given it a proper release in Europe. And so since we were going to kind of bring all that together, we were decided to redo the artwork and update it. And in fact, all of the we've done a few other reissues over there and here in the States over the last couple of years, and we're trying to give the entire back catalog kind of a uniform vibe, uniform look, and just to tie it all together, tie our catalog together, make it look nice when it's sitting together on the shelf, you know. And Live at Rothburn, it was just one of those cool shows that we'll never forget, and it happened to be recorded. And so we decided to get the basic tracks from the Rothburn people and mix it ourselves. Dave and Noah worked really hard on getting a good mix together. And, no live record will ever capture the energy of what we do live, but I think that one, more than most recordings we've heard, you know, it has some kind of special intensity to it.
Oh, that. Why did you guys decide to focus more on the more recent albums rather than the older stuff in this live release?
I don't know. It's more where our mindset's at right now is on the stuff that we kind of play right now. I mean, we don't have any really good recordings from back in the day sitting around. You know, we probably would have issued them already. You know, that we don't have a ton of live recordings of our band. Period. You know, there's some shitty bootlegs out there, but so that was it's one of the few like quality recordings we have, and so I don't know, that's what we went for.
And would you guys ever consider, you know, playing in a special live show all the older stuff so you guys can record it and release it in a live, maybe a live DVD?
We don't have any plans like that right now. That seems pretty, never say never, who knows. But, I mean, most of the time that sort of stuff to me seems really forced and not genuine. And too much of a, well, hey, I got a good idea, instead of going with the flow of the music. You know, we obey the music, and usually that means we're playing what's inspiring us right now or what's flowing through us right now. And we tend to look forward, not revisit the past. You know, I mean, not to say we would never do it, but it's the few times we've talked about if that's even a possibility, most of the time it just seems like it's probably a stupid idea.
And what about a live DVD, now that most people have, you know, the 5.1 sound, it's more common. Blu-ray is getting common, so maybe jumping into that to actually try to capture a little bit more of the live experience.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, it's something that we don't really think about. You know, we book gigs and we go play the gig and we lose ourselves. We try not to worry about, you know, what the performance is going to be like, or paying a bunch of money to have a bunch of camera idiots with cameras in our face. And a lot of times it's too personal. I mean, there has been some good footage out there captured a few times, but it's, you know, and it's something that costs a lot of money, and it doesn't, stuff like that doesn't seem to be treated with the same sort of, we like to make albums, you know. Albums are sort of timeless. They're sort of classic. They last forever. But, video media tends to be kind of here one day, gone the next. You know, I mean, we did do a full-length DVD of A Sun That Never Sets record, and a lot of work and a lot of resources, you know, and it doesn't really, people are so used to seeing stuff that it doesn't really get I don't think video media gets the respect that the labor. Based on the labor. Yeah, you know, it just people take it for granted that there's, you know, juicy shit to look at, and they don't think about the value of it. Whereas music still seems to have value, you know. And I don't know. You know, we just mostly focus on the music, man. You know.
And now that you mentioned that you guys want to put records and stuff, it's been 3 years since Given to the Rising. Are you guys thinking about an actual full length?
Yeah, we're starting to, you know, we had a few skeletons of some songs sitting around for a while, and we kind of destroyed those, because that's kind of normally part of our process, and go back to the point where we are now, which is where we're revisiting, you know, what we liked about the stuff that we were working on, and we're starting to turn on the jets and starting to work on it, starting to get momentum. So I think things will come together here.
And do you think that after all these years that you guys been doing this, is it getting, you know, more easy, just the way of saying that, to do new songs, to write new songs?
I don't know. I mean, it's always different, you know. I mean, every time we get together to do it, it's different. Every time we bring a lot more experience to it. We have a lot more knowledge, and you know, we become that much older and hopefully that much wiser. But we also like to challenge confront our weaknesses and challenge our weaknesses, you know. And so, in some ways, you know, we make it. We make it difficult on ourselves by doing that, by not taking the easy way. You know, if we just wanted to make destructive, balls out, loud, crushing riffs, we could do that all day. But that's not a challenge. The challenge, you know, over the years has been for us to break out of the box, to do things with no, you know, with a different structure, to throw away old ideas, to challenge ourselves vocally to do something more interesting, to, you know, use technology in interesting ways, to use space and, you know, melody and other things that weren't necessarily our strength at the time. I mean, we always try to push some sort of limit, push some sort of boundary that's going to take us somewhere new. So in some ways, you're right, it becomes easier just because, I mean, we know what each other's contribution is going to be like. I mean, we know that we can trust the process. We don't have to force anything. We can just let it happen. But at the same time, yeah, we do like to challenge ourselves and push the limit a little bit.
And where do you think that the limit was set in the last album, and what do you think that you guys are considering doing for future release?
Well, it's not really a cerebral process. I can't really put it into words, you know. I'm not a. If I was that gifted with words, I'd be a writer and not a musician. To me, it's kind of beyond words. I don't know. I can't put intellectual classification on exactly what it is. To me, it's unspoken and spiritual and hard to define. I mean, last time, I don't know, we definitely found a way to harness, I think, chaos in a new way and a way to be heavy without being predictable, and combining what we'd learned on the records before, how to use texture, how to use melody, how to use space, and kind of taking all of that. This time, I have no idea how to say where it's going. I mean, it's only skeletons have revealed themselves, and it's, you know, one thing that's guaranteed is it's going to be epic, it's going to be intense, it's going to be honest, and it's going to be emotional, and as far as the details, who knows, we'll find out.
And how do you think that, like you mentioned, that you guys now are using more technology, how do you see that it's changed since the 90s to now that you pretty much have all kinds of sounds and samples and whatever you need at a press of a mouse click?
for us, we still use them the same way. I mean, it's maybe different from younger people approaching it from the set, but we just basically, we've always, even since the old type samplers we used to use when we first started getting keyboards, basically we just, you know, we do use traditional keyboard type sounds, but we also figure that any sound in the world is open to interpretation for to be used as an instrument. You know, I mean, we don't use samples as far as like sequencers or like you know, trying to emulate fake instruments, more like taking sounds that are out there and turning them into something musical. And we still approach it the same way. I mean, yeah, you can do a lot more processing in the computer before you dump it down into your sampler, but you know, I think the way we approach it is still basically the same. You know, finding something interesting and experimenting until you find something unique.
And do you guys consider, whenever you're building your songs in the studio, consider how you're going to present them live, or you don't get, you know, you guys don't worry about that at the beginning?
Well, we don't write anything that we can't play. I mean, the way we write in a rehearsal studio and jam like anybody else. There's nothing faked in the studio. There's nothing done in the studio we can't do. We always record as a live band, and, you know, except for adding the vocals after, you know, to make sure that we can get a good vocal performance. But we always, you know, even the keys, you know, we basically go lay it down live.
And what are your thoughts about bands that, like we're talking, that they sound completely different when you see them live because it's just all studio-based work?
I guess it depends. You know, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with looking at recordings as a totally different animal than a live performance. You know, I mean, the studio is a whole different angle and a whole different way. You know, if what you're implying is, what do you think of a band that sounds really amazing on the record and sound like shit live? Well, yeah. Then they probably have to get their shit together. You know, I mean, you can't fake it, you know. But if you approach it differently just because it's a different artistic medium, like Flaming Lips or something, where they'll take full advantage of the studio as its own unique instrument, and then they, you know, they adapt their music live in some other interesting way. Both are interesting. That's different. But yeah, if people are doing stuff in the studio because they can't do it, yeah, who knows? I don't know. That's up to them. That's their problem. People want to be like that, you know.
And out of all the bands that have quoted that knew you guys have been an influence to, well, which bands do you find more particularly interesting now that they evolved into their own sound?
I don't know, man. I don't think about that. I just listen to music and enjoy music. I don't really pay attention to what's going on out there. You know, I have my own relationship to my record collection. You know, always looking for that small percentage of music out there, either old stuff I haven't discovered yet or new stuff that's out there, underground stuff. Always just combing for that holy grail of sound. And I'm only interested in that stuff that moves me emotionally and that seems honest and seems intense and that has some sort of originality. And it could be any style of music. It just has to be honest and intense, and it has to be original. It has to have some sort of emotional impact. Otherwise, I'm not interested. You know, it's an extremely personal and subjective thing, and you know, that's the only basis on which I judge music, is does it move me or not.
And changing a little bit, you guys have been on Neurod Recordings, pretty much your own stuff. In the last few years, do you think that's more comfortable working this way by not having, you know, a specific deadline for releasing stuff?
It's more about just having, we've never sacrificed control. Even when we worked with other record labels, nobody ever gave us any deadlines or, you know, independent record labels just don't do that. You don't give a band deadlines of when they have to do anything. You know, most bands I know have never put themselves, unless you're on a major label or something, you never end up on a under some sort of contract that makes you do anything. You know, the reason why we do it ourselves is it just makes the most sense to have, I believe, to have the artist come, the art come straight from the artist. You know, it's more of an old school way of looking at things, but you know, you want to buy the crafts from the craftsman who made it. You know, at least that's the way I feel. And so we're lucky enough to have the resources out there to be able to put out our own stuff, and people give enough of a shit that we can continue to do that and also help a few other people out along the way, you know? So that's why we do it, I think, just because we can't really stomach anything less than 100% independence. And there are good people out there to work with, you know, and we've worked with some cool people, but we just prefer to do it all ourselves. It seems more genuine that way.
Yeah, and there's less hands in between.
Yeah, exactly.
And, I mean, other than the Neurosis, you also have been doing stuff with Harvest Band. And is there anything new coming out? The last album came out last year.
No, I just, last year I put out In a Dark Tongue, and I released the soundtrack, limited edition soundtrack. I think that was this year. I think that was in the spring. Yeah. I released this limited edition soundtrack this year, and, you know, always working on that stuff, but, no schedule. Always working on stuff. When it's done, it's done.
And are there any collaborations that you personally might be interested in doing with other bands that are doing their stuff now?
I don't know, man. You know, I'm always open to working with somebody if it seems like a natural kind of friendship, a natural development of a common purpose. I don't have anything in the works right now, you know. I mean, have a lot of friends that make music, and a lot of opportunities out there to lay down tracks with people, but nothing cooking right now. Basically just focused on the solo recordings and Neurosis right now.
And also, so you guys are also waiting for touring and stuff, since we only see a couple of dates in the UK for this year?
We basically only play when we can. I mean, you know, we all work for a living, you know, we're all working people, man. It's hard to get time off at the same time to be able to go get out there, you know. And there's only so many places we even feel like we want to play, you know. And so we try to just, you know, wait for the best opportunities to come to us, and if we can all manage to get time off work at the same time and go play it, then that's what we do, you know. I think we're probably going to play San Francisco in January. I think we're going to play Maryland, Death Dust next May, and hopefully get out into Europe next summer. But we'll see. Again, time will tell. We'll see what happens, see what pops up.
And now that the band as a whole has reached so many different steps, and a lot of people have been influenced by it, what do you think that it's the final objective for you and the band itself?
Our objective is we make this music because we have to. Some part of us personally and as individuals would die if we did not have this outlet with which to express ourselves. And that is the sole reason we do it, is to express ourselves. The fact that anybody else likes it or cares is totally secondary. You know, sure, it feels nice, but that's not the goal. The goal is not popularity. The goal is not pleasing anybody else. It's totally self-centered music. It's for us. That's pretty much to continue to follow this inspiration that's been driving us this whole time, and always try to stick to it in a pure fashion, and obey the music, see where it takes us, and ride that wave of inspiration for the rest of our lives. You know, that's our goal.
So you think you'll be still okay by doing this when you're 60?
I hope so.
Okay, so, I mean, besides all this, is there any other stuff that you might want to add that's the burner from either Neurosis, Neurot?
Oh, just, you know, we're hard at work all the time, man, trying to put out cool music, and as a label, as a band, and, you know, we appreciate people's dedication to our art, because we put so much into it. So that's it, man. Appreciate your time, appreciate your effort, and helping us get the word out there.